How's it going? Mag Greco. Nice to meet you.
You too, awesome.
Nice to meet you, Steph. What was it like going up? You played in the bowl game, right?
Yes.
What was it like going against Michael Floyd?
He was great. He's definitely a big physical dude, big body, run great routes, and great catching ability. So it was a good experience going up against an NFL caliber receiver like that.
Can you beat him in the 40? Did you see what he ran today?
No, I didn't see it.
He ran 4.42.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's pretty good. He definitely can run there for a big guy that size.
Yeah. Do you play more man coverage, zone coverage? Do you have a preference?
Probably played a little more man at Florida State. Yes.
Okay. Have you played zone at all? Is it something that you can do?
We mix in zone also. It's something that definitely all the DBs should be able to do. It's great. It brings a different element to the game. Rather than somebody having to run to a spot and worry about beating the man, you have to try to beat the zone, not only you, but your teammates also. So it's definitely something.
Mm-hmm. Is there a guy that you pattern your game after?
I like Dante Robinson, D'Angelo Hall, players of that.
Mm-hmm. Mike, what would you say your greatest weakness is, and how are you going to transition to NFL and improve upon that?
I'd say my weakness is probably strength at this point and being able to defend bigger receivers who are a little stronger than me. Size and stuff like that, so it's just something that I have to work on, continue to lift and to use my technique and things like that to be successful.
What's your height and weight? What'd you measure in at?
5'10", 2/8", 188.
What was your best game in college?
I would have to say Oklahoma game this past season.
Why?
Played great coverage all night against. They had two premier receivers. Ryan Broz and Kenny Stills, and great quarterback, good offense also. And I came up and supported the run very well that night.
Is Broyles the best receiver you've ever faced? Or?
I would say the best receiver I faced this past season would be Sammy Watkins out of Clemson. Very dynamic, explosive receiver, big playability.
Where did you play mostly, boundary or slot?
Played both, but I would say I played the nickel a lot more than either right or left corner.
Nickel more?
Yes.
What does it take to play nickel? I mean, there are some cornerbacks who can't, don't want to tackle anybody. They just don't. Like, obviously, you can't have that mentality at nickel.
Yeah, it's a little more physical in nickel, a lot of communication with linebackers and safeties and stuff like that. You're definitely a lot closer to the line of scrimmage, so you definitely will have to come up and support the run also. It's just some of the things that I like to do. I like to tackle and be physical and be inside the action most of the time, so that's why I enjoy playing nickel.
Where does that desire to be physical come from?
It's just something that I like to do. It's part of the game, so I enjoy doing it.
Do you envision where you would be, where you would fit best in an NFL defense, or what types of defenses would be the best fit for you?
I would say I would come in immediately. I would be able to contribute as a nickelback, coming in on third downs and different packages and stuff like that, so I could be able to be successful in the first year.
How much special teams experience do you have?
I play special teams each and every game at Florida State, so I have a lot of special team experience.
Where exactly?
As a gun on punt team, vice on punt return, and kickoff team also.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hayden, wait.
5'10", 2/8", 188.
Any specific players in the NFL that whose games you've taken note of, modeled yourself after, think you compared to?
Dante Robinson, D'Angelo Hall, and of course Charles Woodson, with him playing the nickel and being so versatile and be able to make plays from anywhere on the field.
Have you met with the Colts, Mike?
The Colts? Mm-hmm. No, I have not.
Okay. Who was the toughest receiver you ever covered in college football?
Sammy Watkins this past season from Clemson.
What made that so difficult?
He's very explosive, very dynamic, he does a lot of things. Makes a lot of plays out of different formations, different spots on the field. He's very fast and explosive.
As aggressive as you obviously like to play, and they put you in the slot, they ever give you a chance to go after the quarterback?
I got my first career sack this past season, so I had one, so not much, though.
Yeah. Who was that?
Against Clemson. NC State, I'm sorry.
And how did that open? Was it just a straight big line to him?
Yeah, straight line. He was looking the opposite way, and pump fake and turn around, and there I was. He's a tall dude, so I had a little trouble getting him down, but I managed to do it.
Is that as fun as getting a pick?
Not as fun. Definitely not as fun as getting an interception.
Have you talked to the Packers?
Anybody know I haven't.
Yes. Can you talk about your mom, Natia? Mm-hmm.
Oh, she meant the world to me. Growing up, she was really the only solo parent I had. It's just my mom and my two brothers and sister. So we very close family, and when she passed, it was very devastating. But I got a lot of support from family, friends, teammates, and the coaching staff, academic staff over at Florida State to help me get through the situation.
You just stayed at school, didn't you? I mean, you just kind of
Yes, I stayed at school.
Put your nose down and fought through it? Is that how you kind of deal? Is that how you dealt with it? Just kind of...
Yeah, it was one of the things I definitely thought that she would want me to do, stay in school and continue to prepare for the next game, and also not miss a class and stuff like that, because it's really not much I could do if I were home besides consoling my family. So it's, I think it's something that she would want me to do.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.